Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi everybody, Carl Walsh here, saving seniors. Sorry, my engineer is signaling me, I can't do two things at once because I have a small brain. Of course, many of you knew that. So, Carl Walsh, saving seniors. My website, www.thereversemtg.com, and we're here to talk about seniors. And today's particular episode, we're going to talk to callers that come in and reverse mortgage in general. I keep getting asked, okay, when's this going to be about reverse mortgages? Okay, that's what I do, but my life and vocation really revolve around senior citizens, so I find it oftentimes interesting or more interesting to bring other guests on. So, according to my engineer, we do have a caller that's called in. So I might as well jump right to it. Okay. Can you hear me, caller?
Yes. Hi. Hi. Mr. Walsh. My name is Agnes. And I wanted to ask you about my dad. He owns his own home. And he's, running out of cash. He's just, spent so much money on my mom in a nursing home over the years that he's now very low on cash himself. And I was just wondering if he would be a candidate for a reverse mortgage.
On the surface, what you've said, it sounds so, but let's ask a few questions. Does he own his own home?
He owns his own home, yes.
That's good. Is there a mortgage on there currently?
There is. There's a maybe about $125,000, maybe $150,000.
Okay. Okay. Typically, I think it's great that you're calling in as the daughter because I always like the siblings to be involved in this. So do you have brothers or sisters yourself?
I do, actually. I have a sister who's a financial planner. She lives out of state. Mm. And I have a brother who is also very knowledgeable about finances and economics. But since I live in state and I'm more involved in a day-to-day basis, I'm a lot more aware of what's going on and what the needs are. So I just thought I would call and find out, if it's even possible. And also, what's the upside and what's the downside?
Sure. And your brothers and sisters know everyone's sort of cogitating on this idea, right?
Well, yeah, we all know that, Dad's going to run out of money at some point.
Right.
And we're just looking, do we need to sell the house so that he can have extra cash flow?
Right.
Or is there a better alternative?
And the reason I've asked that, I've pestered you about you and your brothers and sisters, is whenever I get do a reverse mortgage for a client, I always liked everybody to be on board, and I love to hear that your sister is a financial planner as well. So that's great. You've checked all the boxes here. So to answer your question, so the specific questions, the ups and downs, is that what you wanted to know? Any specifics before I go off pontificating about reverse mortgages?
Well, I'd like to know, for example, I think we could probably, if we were to sell the house today, I think we'd probably sell it between $850,000, $900,000.
Uh-huh.
So if he has a mortgage of about $150,000, is there any reason not to do it? Will we as the children who will eventually inherit the estate, does it hurt us?
No, that's a good question. A matter of fact, not to get in the weeds too much, there's a thing called sequence of returns, and what financial planners oftentimes recommend, especially when you're in this situation, is you know, every time your father has to remove money above and beyond his required minimum distribution, which the government requires out of it, let's say his 401k, it's a taxable event. So what you can achieve with a reverse mortgage is you pay off your first mortgage of $125,000 that you mentioned, and then you're also going to get a line of credit. He's going to get a line of credit that grows, the unused portion grows over time. So it can, and the reason they do that is to avoid refinances, repeated refinances to get more money out. So it continues to grow the unused portion. I want to reiterate that. So
Can I ask a question, please. Does it continue to grow because the house continues to go up in value, or does it continue to grow no matter what?
It grows no matter what. And specifically, the Housing and Urban Development and the FHA made this grow so that you do, because they're expensive to originate a reverse mortgage relative to other mortgages, and it's only because of the insurance that the FHA gets, frankly. But otherwise, it's a normal closing cost. But it grows so that you don't have to go through this process over and over again. So if the line of credit is used prudently and with a plan in mind, it'll grow so you never have to refinance to take more cash out. So, for instance, there's usually four reasons people do this. One is so they don't have a mortgage payment anymore, and the statistics say 68% of the people do it for that reason. The others is for the line of credit, and which encumber the next two, which bring in the next two, which is your dad could do a term, which every month he can be given a lump sum of money. So let's say $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month. You pick that number and you pick the time frame you want it. Or you can do it for the rest of his life based on actuarial tables that will be run through the system. So they'll tell you what you can take every month. So oftentimes people know what the shortfall is. Let's say there's nursing involved. You mentioned that your mother had to go through that. Well, if there's any nursing or home care needed by your dad, you can pay it out of the line of credit every month,
right.
and it's tax-free to pay for the nursing care, so you don't have to keep going into the stock portfolio or whatever his cash is. And in the end, strangely, this has been proven to give a greater inheritance to children. So
that's wonderful.
It's not a panacea. I'm more of an evangelist rather than a salesman here. I have a belief in it, and I've seen whole portfolios get maintained because of this. I've seen people not being forced to sell their house as a result of this. So, do you have any fears of reverse mortgage in particular?
You just bring up a really good question that, obviously we have a large family and I've got nieces and nephews, and I know that my dad would like to see whatever's left of his estate trickle down through the family, so that his life, in his mind has helped everybody at some point. And so the question is, if we have a reverse mortgage, what happens when my father dies? Does that mean that we lose the house when he's gone, or is it possible to keep ownership of the house?
Thank you for that question. It's such a typical question, too, some version of it. You do not lose your house. What's required, instead of saying what you do not do, because you don't lose your house and it doesn't belong to the bank, this is a normal mortgage that just gets encumbered on the property like any other mortgage. And the lender needs to get paid off at some point. Actually, most loans have a due on sale clause or a due with change of ownership clause, but in reverses, they're very sensitive about it. So what's the requirement is, upon the death of your father, it needs to get paid off. And that can happen three different ways. You can refinance it if any of the kids want to stay there or move in. And that can be done with a refinance and the loan gets paid off. Or you could sell it and you list it with a realtor. Or if for some reason the loan. Your dad lives to 115, and the house, we're in a downslump in real estate, and somehow the mortgage is greater than the property, which is almost impossible in your situation, but that could happen when it's under different circumstances. You can give the keys to the lender, and they will not, even if the loan is greater than the property, there's no recourse for the borrower. There's no financial downside.
There's no risk to the remaining children.
No, there's no risk, and that's why the PMI insurance is so big, the insurance policy I mentioned, because it covers that. So yeah. But you will get notified right away, though. That's what happens. So if upon your dad's death, there's a death, the lender gets notified with the death certificate right away through the county. So you need to either tell them what you're doing. You could show you've applied for a refinance within 30 days. You can show you've listed the property within 30 days or otherwise. So.
Oh, that's interesting. So you have 30 days to do that.
Yes. Just to tell them what you're going to do. And it can take, you know, they give you, I think, a full 6 months in order to accomplish these things that you've said you're going to do. You don't have to fall over yourself and, you know, do all these things. But just let them know what you're doing.
Well, that's so helpful. But,
yeah. They can't take your house, though. Yeah, yeah. That's the most important concern I've heard over and over again.
Especially if, you know, what if somebody's living in the house with my dad? You wouldn't want someone to have to move.
No, no. And also, if your father and mother, let's say we're living together and your mother goes to a nursing home, the reverse mortgage is still good. Nothing changes. It's as if both their parties are in there. So if your dad were in the property by himself and your mother was in a nursing home, he could still use the line of credit. He would not have to make a payment on any of the mortgage. So all of this is, just for other listeners out there.
Well, that's really helpful. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Agnes. So I'm so glad you've covered a lot of the questions that many people have, so I'm so glad you called in.
Oh, well, you've been really helpful. It's something we've been very worried about, you know, because this aging business can be very expensive, as I'm sure you know. And so it's been very hard on my family, and
so
knowing that there's a reverse mortgage possibility just takes some of the stress off.
And you can have your brothers or sisters contact me as well.
Can you give me that number again?
Yes.
I would like to call. I would like to have, like, maybe we could set up a conference call.
Sure.
And we could all sit down and talk about this together.
Yes. And for those listeners out there, feel free to just give me a jingle at 310-612-0124 or my email at Carl, C-A-R-L, at thereversemtg.com. MTG stands for mortgage.
Read that back to you, Carl.
Yes.
Make sure I got it right. 310-612-0124.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's perfect.
And then your email address is carl@thereversemtg.com?
Mm-hmm. That's right. MTG is an abbreviation for mortgage. So
yeah, thereversemtg.com.
Right, perfect.
And Carl is spelled C-A-R-L.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, Agnes.
I'm definitely going to have my siblings and I will... You know, maybe we could even do a Zoom, but I'll call you to set that up.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in. Do you have any questions? Did we answer everything? Any concerns?
I think you did. You know, it's just I want to make sure that that we can real. I want to try to hold on to the house as long as possible. Maybe even be able to rent it out after my father passes away. So it's just very. It's very comforting to know that it's possible to, you know, let my dad live out his life in comfort and still be able to, you know, possibly hold on to the house.
And that's exactly, sometimes I just blurt out, I'm in the business of keeping seniors in their home. But as you can tell, it's more nuanced than that, but that's in the end, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, I'd love him to be able to stay. He loves it. It's where he lived with my mother for 50 years, and so it's really important to the family. We all grew up there.
Mm.
Very important that we keep it if we can.
Yes, that's so, so important. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Agnes.
Well, thank you, Carl.
Okay, well,
really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Have a great day, and have your brothers or sisters contact me. Perfect.
Oh, we will. We will. Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, as all of you may have heard, we've hit a lot of the high points in that conversation, all the worries that oftentimes come with reverse mortgages and the nuances, what it can do, lines of credit, not just many times. I mean, it's this sort of opaque mortgage that people aren't quite sure about. But what Agnes may be able to accomplish in this is pay off the existing first mortgage so there's no payment. Have a line of credit that grows the unused portion, so over time it can you can use more and more and more of it. Or set up a term policy, I mean a term distribution every month that goes right into the bank account. And this way the dad gets to stay in the home. Sometimes people don't want to stay in the home. They want to sell it. But when you do sell it, there's a tax consequence. And again, anything time I mention the word tax, make sure to contact your CPA. But in fact, as we know, the government wants their piece, and we've all signed up for this. It's you have to tip the waiter. But what happens, from my understanding, is if let's say Agnes's dad dies in the home, then there's a stepped-up basis that the children do not have to pay tax when the house is sold. So let's say in her case it's worth $850,000, let's say $900,000. If he sold it now, and she had said he lived there 50 years, so I suspect he probably paid probably $80,000 for it. I'm making up that scenario, but that's over and over again I hear numbers like that. So they're going to have to pay tax on the difference between $80,000 and $900,000. Whereas if they wait to, if he stays in the home as he wants to, by the way, this is not a tax decision, this is a life's decision, but if he stays in the home, then it's a stepped up basis. There's no tax when they do sell it, if they choose to sell it on his demise. She had mentioned she might keep it, but if you sell it, then there's no tax. So, and again, talk to your CPA. Make sure I have my ducks in a row here. So a lot of this is, you know, the main purpose is to keep seniors in their home. But then there are always tax benefits. So not withdrawing more out of a portfolio, which is a taxable event. Not selling your house, which is a taxable event. And what there's a we can talk about the what Wade Fow talked about sequence of returns. I think we can do that in our next segment. But sequence of returns is a fancy way to say when the market goes down and you're withdrawing from your account, if market goes down, start using a line of credit, and then when it recovers again, you can resume your withdrawal from the portfolio. And what that's done is he demonstrates with a graph that after 30 years, if you just withdrew from your bank account in the example he started, they'd be out of money. 30 years on 62, this person would be 92. If you do a sequence of returns and use a line of credit just during the downturns, that's it, just during the downturns, all of a sudden, when he's 92 years old, the portfolio is worth $550,000. So it goes from zero to $550,000. And that's so interesting. Wade Fow is the gentleman's name, P-F-A-U, Ph.D. But so we're going to take a little break here. I'm Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. And we just had a great caller call in. Feel free to call in yourself if you feel. Let me see if I can have... What's
the red thing?
Oh, right in front of me. I have giant letters. The bigger the letters, the less chance I'm going to see. So you can call in at 310-371-5444 or 800-555-5453. We'll see you after this break. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everyone. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. And we just had a great caller call in who gave us a scenario with her father. And it really... She was a great, responsible daughter because I personally like to make sure everything's set up so the kids are involved. There's the financial planner involved, hopefully. So it's a team effort for doing a reverse mortgage. So we went through all scenarios, and I want to remind everyone that this is it's a non-recourse loan, which is a fancy phrase for... meaning there's no personal responsibility if, let's say, the loan gets bigger than the house, which I've never really seen that in my career as a reverse mortgage, but theoretically it could happen. Anything can happen. I'm sort of a contrarian, right? When we think something can't happen, it's off. Many times it will happen. We've had such a rise in real estate prices. It's gone up like a hockey stick in stocks and bonds and real estate prices. And everything ebbs and flows, so you want to build your backstops. And in this case, in reverse mortgages, there's no recourse. The loan could actually be bigger than the value of the house, and there's no consequence. You could sell it, and it would just be a short sale that the lender eats, excuse the expression. So I like stories, success stories with... and I'm going to read you, I get a periodical called Reverse Mortgage Monthly, essentially, and it's put out by the Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association. And I have my own clients as well, which I'll hit on later, but this one particularly struck me. There's a woman named Carol, and she was 79, and Janet, she was 77, and they've been close friends for 32 years. And both women lived in Weymouth, Massachusetts, of all places. It's a town located outside of Boston. And I love the way, you know, Massachusetts doesn't call itself a state. They call themselves a commonwealth. And they, in this case, Weymouth is the second oldest settlement in Massachusetts. See, they use other jargon and language there. With Plymouth being the oldest, if everybody recalls, Plymouth Rock. But Carol worked in a customer service industry as a career. Well, Janet, she was a registered nurse. And in 2022, Carol read an article about reverse mortgages. And this fellow, who was a CRMP, which is a certified reverse mortgage professional and an owner of a local company in Massachusetts, wrote an article. He wrote that article specifically. And so Carol decided to schedule an appointment to learn more. And Janet initially was suspicious about reverse mortgages, which is common, by the way, and tagged along in the appointment to make sure her friend wasn't being scammed. When I first entered this field, after being in regular mortgages for over 30 years, it was never looked, you know, the suspicion and sentences like that were never used during normal mortgages. But the reverse mortgage, you know, has to shake itself, which is why I'm in the entertainment business, which is why I have this show along with helping seniors. So at the meeting, Carol and Janet listened to this fellow talk about reverse mortgages and how it might fit into Carol's retirement. The more Janet listened, though, the less skeptical she became, which I find is usually the case. And in the end, both women got reverse mortgages. And Carol had said that she was living mostly on Social Security, but she said, I had all this equity in my home. I was house rich, and I'm using my reverse mortgage to pay my bills, she said. Honestly, this is the best thing I've ever done. For the first time in my life, I feel financially stable. And that's the usual reaction that I get when I have clients close their loans. There's this sense of, there's almost tears in their eyes, and we hug, and it's so different than my previous mortgage career. So it starts out as suspicion, but then there's tears and, you know, emotion at the end. Now, Carol lives in Cape Cod, in this article wrote, in a Cape Cod-style house, and she grew up in it, while Janet lives in a condo by the water. Based on their homes, appraised value, their ages, and interest rates at the time, both women chose to receive fixed monthly payments. Carol set up a plan to receive $2,000 a month for the next decade, while Janet gets the same amount for 7 years. And folks, all this can be calculated. We have engines that run this, and you can get a payment till the rest of your life, and it puts all the risk on the lender. So they'll calculate a number, and that'll be forever. That's an annuity that you'll just get every month, no matter how long or short you live. And if less is used out of the balance of the line of credit, there's no worse for wear for you, that you don't get charged that amount. This is just a normal mortgage, I want to reiterate, by the way, that you don't have to make a payment on. That's what reverse mortgages are. But you can get these term policies that they just mentioned. Not policies, but term payments. Now, I'll continue the article. Around the time she got the reverse mortgage, Janet had the misfortune of having some of her appliances break down. Quote, I bought a new refrigerator and washer dryer with some of the reverse mortgage proceeds. I also bought a new sofa and a chair in the living room. What money I don't use each month, I put into my savings account. Carol also saw the benefits right away. I never had a traditional pension, but now that I have a reverse mortgage, my home is now my pension. And I want to reiterate, folks, that this is tax-free money. Since you're borrowing the money, I'm always reluctant to say that because it seems obvious, but you're borrowing the money, so it's not income. So it's not taxable. You don't have to report on your tax return. To continue, Janet concurs, the reverse mortgage provides a financial cushion to pay my bills or go out to eat. So there's an example of just having more freedom. Both women stay active and they spend part of their free time participating in writers groups that organized and run by former reporter who was at the Patriot Ledger in Quincy, Mass. Huh, that's funny. Why they're mentioning that, I don't know. Every week, we get a new assignment, Janet says. I've written poetry, fiction, my memoirs. One of the last things I wrote about was curiosity, Carol adds. Janet also loves to paint. A lot of my painting hangs in Carol's place, she says with a laugh. So they really were pals, and they're looking out for themselves. And I really love that story because this is a typical storyline for reverse mortgages. Oftentimes can start out with curiosity or suspicion or what is this reverse mortgage I hear? And it starts with maybe a friend getting it, or in this case, an article was written, and that they had the courage to call up and ask. So I really love that. And it shows a picture, by the way, I wish you could all see it, just the two of them smiling together. And do you notice the freedom? It wasn't they were desperate and they were going to be out in the street or lose their home. It allowed them to live a happier life. And Janet felt like she was getting a pension, a tax-free pension. So I'll continue on with some more stories. This is Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. I'm at Carl at TheReverseMTG or www.TheReverseMTG.com. We'll be right back.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everybody. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. Today's topic is reverse mortgages. And I do that for a living. It's Carl at TheReverseMTG.com or my website, TheReverseMTG.com, www.TheReverseMTG.com. That's MaryThomasGeorge.com. So I just gave an example out of an article I read. I'm going to give now some real-life examples that I have done, and this is always exciting. I'll start with, I've mentioned financial planners, that we need to bring a financial planner on this, but oftentimes financial planners come to me and have them manage, you know, the debt, essentially, side of the equation. Financial planners do assets, I do debt. And in this case, the financial planner thought a reverse mortgage would really be the right ticket for her clients. And we'll call the two Tom and Betty. All of these are, I'm just changing the names because the names don't matter. and they own the house free and clear. They're very prudent people, and Tom had a pension, and they both were on Social Security. They also, through the financial planner, had monthly distributions from an annuity. So, but things were getting tight with inflation, and there were some expenses coming up that they didn't foresee, and there was a portfolio of stocks and bonds, a mutual fund, and those are, as you recall from my last segment or two, those are taxable events when you take money out. Again, contact your CPA, how it affects you directly. And I'm not only, you know, deferring liability on that, that's just prudent. Bring the team in. Bring the team in. You have a debt guy, that's me, a financial planner, the assets. You have a tax guy or gal, your certified public accountant, a CPA. And you, when these questions come up, write them down, talk to the professional. So the financial planner said, we're running a little shy. They're now, it looks like Tom may end up going to a nursing home. He's already getting assisted living, not nursing care, but someone assisting sometimes during the day to help his wife out. That, so Betty was concerned too about this. So the reverse mortgage, we put a just a line of credit. There was no first mortgage to pay off. Just a line of credit. And so in that case, I'm trying to recall this. The house was worth about $725,000. And it was outside of Los Angeles area, of course, because if you could tell that number right away, but in the state of California. And the line of credit, based on their ages, was about $380,000. So a $380,000 line of credit. Tom was 84, and Betty was 82. And so, but Tom's health was failing. So it was doctor appointment after doctor appointment, and what Betty saw coming in the future is most likely he might end up in a nursing home. So this created a backstop, because I've seen nursing home bills or 24-hour nurses arriving at the house, like just, you know, devour a portfolio. It's very expensive, and you want, you know, the best and the brightest taking care of your loved one. So it's expensive. So the financial planner, the way we did it was we got that $380,000 line of credit. And what came up during the loan process, there was deferred maintenance. Now, that didn't affect the loan. Sometimes it does. And what if that comes, if you think you have deferred maintenance and there's going to be a problem getting the mortgage with an appraisal, don't worry. That amount of money is set aside, and the way the lender does it is they do 1.5 times the amount. So I had another client who needed to spend about $40,000 fixing a retaining wall. The lender had no problem with it and shorted them essentially $60,000. That's 1.5 times the 40. And once the work is done, and they will give segments of it out to the contractor. So let's say the contractor scrapes the paint off the retaining wall and he prepares something, and well, now the bill is 10 grand. He submits the bill and the lender will give him $10,000 out of the money that was put aside. So what I realized Tom and Betty did was they had deferred maintenance for their own point of view, that they were just holding off because they couldn't afford it. Even though they had a portfolio with a financial planner, and they had annuities, and they had Social Security, and he had a pension, things are tight. As we know, inflation is, you know, an equal opportunity lender, borrower. So it really can eat at you. So this really was a breath of fresh air. And they call me periodically to check in and say, well, we're thinking of taking more money. What are your thoughts? And, you know, we get the team together again. The CPA was already contacted. The financial planner is on board with this. We have a conference call. So my work is not done when we fund a loan. I always personally do semi-annual checkups. if somebody wants a quarterly or somebody wants just annually, not to be bugged, we do that also. But I really think it's important to check in over time, because these are two very bright, well-educated people, but they understand they need a disinterested third party, not uninterested, but disinterested, like a referee sort of, to have an objective viewpoint, to give them different points of view. Nobody tells, the financial planner didn't tell them what to do, I didn't tell them what to do, but gave them enough information from them to make an intelligent decision. And what really excited them in this is that the line of credit, so let's say Tom ends up living to 110, the line of credit will grow, the unused portion will grow, so that it can keep up with his longevity. And that's funny, that reminds me of a little funny quip. Nobody worries about dying these days. They worry about living too long. So you're outliving your portfolio and or creating financial stress on yourself. Or let's say they were forced to sell the house, and that's a taxable event. So I don't think I asked, and I don't remember talking about it with Tom and Betty, but they've lived there and raised their children. And by the way, the children are in their 30s when they were on the conference call with us and the Zoom call. So I imagine they've owned that property for 30 years. And if it's $725,000 right now, I imagine they bought it for probably $100,000 or $125,000. Well, the difference between those two numbers minus the closing cost is profit. So if you sell it, again, check with the CPA. My understanding is there's going to be taxes owed, whatever they are, and you need to calculate out with the CPA. So the financial plan, and they didn't want to move. That pesky detail. They don't want to be forced out of their house because of some financial pressure. So this was super happy ending. And Tom, Betty had to run the show here, the quarterback, because he wasn't feeling so well. So now Tom's come back and asked me questions about the transaction and so forth, which I take at any time. So I never go away. But this is important. And that's important of just financial planning in general. Have a team. Have experts in all the field. Trusted advisors. So on that, we'll break and bring you to the next happy story. I'm Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors, and I'm at Carl at thereversemtg.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everybody. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. This is exciting. I have so many happy stories with helping seniors with reverse mortgages. I decided to pick this one. As you remember in the last segment, it was somebody who was brought to me with a financial planner. And, you know, so there was a portfolio in place. There were annuities and pensions and Social Security, and everything was neatly tidy, and it was, things were doing. It was brought to me before there was a crisis. And, well, I have sort of a crisis story here that somebody was saved. I'm going to take a sip of water. Ah, should have done that at the break. But anyway, so the son of a mom who, the mom had dementia, and fortunately, before she had dementia, she was a widow, and the son had the power of attorney to manage her finances. That's important, too, because otherwise it will need special documentation from the doctor and so forth. But it all happened in the proper order. He was already had power of attorney. Dementia slowly creeped in, and his mom was living out in Thousand Palms, out in the desert there in Southern California here. And there are different little nuances. The loans are just full of these boxes that need to be checked. That's all this is. And in this case, something that doesn't come up very often, the property was in a flood zone. So there's certain requirements that need to take place in a flood zone. Also, it was a manufactured home, another thing that required a whole bunch of extra investigation and inspections, because they need to be up to a certain standard. Apparently, there's a wide spectrum of manufactured homes. They can just nail them together and plop them on some dirt. That counts with, let's say, a raised foundation. Or is it on a cement foundation? Or is it flush to the cement? Or all these things. Plus the flood zone, it needs to be, if a lender is going to finance it, and it's a government program like this, because the reverse mortgages 62 and older that I'm referring to are government-sponsored programs through FHA, not sponsored but insured. And so they need to have a lot of specifications met. And even in, you can get them as young as 55 years old. That's called a proprietary reverse mortgage, but they just follow whatever FHA says. So anyway, all these things were necessary. And out in Thousand Palms, this poor woman was getting around-the-clock nursing care. She was already on hospice, but it looked as though maybe that was a false diagnosis, that she was going to live forever. And it was $10,000 a month that was coming out of what remaining savings she had. And they were selling stock and liquidating assets other than the house in order to pay for this nursing. So the reverse mortgage came around. And once we got through the flood zone, and once we got through the manufacturing home, it took longer than a normal loan. You can do these loans in 3 weeks, or it can take 3 months. It depends on. So they're really cutting it close. By the time they called me, there was a clock ticking on how much money is going to be left over. And in the end, so just to juxtapose this against my previous call or previous case example, that was, you know, preemptive with a financial planner, everything neatly done. There was no mortgage. They had money anyway. They're just properly getting their ducks in a row. This is a case where it's a fire drill. And by the time we got the reverse mortgage and worked through the flood zone and the manufactured home, the personal qualifications were fine. They had run out of money the day or the week we funded the loan. Literally out of money. They didn't know how they were going to pay nursing care. The son was going to have to move in and do it himself. So it really was the last moment. And it was extraordinary. It was such a great sigh of relief. I'm going to go on to say something that was, after all this running around, she died shortly thereafter, unfortunately. So that was a happy but frantic, unnecessary story, because it just caused everybody a lot of stress. So that we have time for another one. And there is a gal, since this is a Manhattan Beach show, there's a gal in Manhattan Beach who was a widow. And she had to have boarders in her house in order to cover her mortgage payment. She had a mortgage payment. The loan was about $280,000, and the reverse mortgage just seemed like the perfect fit. If you were to make a case study, this is who needs a reverse mortgage. She had a portfolio, but she did not have a financial planner. So I immediately arranged for her to meet a financial planner, which she was open to. I don't force this on anybody. So she we paid off her mortgage, so she went from having a $2,000 a month mortgage payment to zero. She was able to release some of the tenants who are on a month-to-month. She did have a long-term lease signed with one. Also, by arranging a financial planner, she learned that she was entitled to another $1,000 to $1,100 a month in Social Security benefits because she was a widow. See, that's why, back to the team aspect of this, which I keep, hopefully in every segment I bring up, that you need a CPA, you need a financial planner, you need a mortgage guy, a debt manager. I'm not just somebody who does loans. I'm a debt manager. And I can look at the broad picture, and I've told people they don't need a reverse or they don't need a regular loan. I only do reverses now, but that was my claim to fame. Instead of trying to sell somebody. And therefore, you know, I'm a trusted advisor. So what happened, and the financial planner who does an annual review contacts me, and we talk about this borrower and where she is financially, and he needs to update his records, and we talk about the balance. I like to meet with her every 6 months just to make sure she's on. A matter of fact, she was just going to keep withdrawing money from the account, from her portfolio, thinking, oh, this is great, I have all this extra money. When she just gotten so used to seeing it, it just wasn't her aptitude. And she was heavily advised not to do that, and she stopped. And guess what's happened since we did the loan? This was 2 years ago. The market's gone up substantially. First it went down, then it went up. And now she's up about 25% from originally, without taking any money out. So it was another happy story, and she likes the every 6 month visit. Some people like it quarterly, some people like annually for me to make check-ins. Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed today's show. It was meant to give you an insight and allay your fears about reverse mortgages and be more educated and see what makes sense for somebody and what doesn't make sense. I'm Carl Walsh. This is Saving Seniors. I'm at carl@thereversemtg.com. You can call me at 310-612-0124. 310-612-0124. Thanks so much.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.